Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Welcome into another 5-minute morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. It is Thursday, October 6th, a big weekend of college football games. We're here to preview from a recruiting perspective a number of those games. Andrew Ivins, I am Blair Angulo. Andrew, A&M, Alabama, it's Jimbo versus Saban, and a number of top-tier prospects are expected to get down to Tuscaloosa, including the nation's number one corner, Cormani McClain.
Yeah, Cormani, he's taking his official visit to Alabama. You talk with him, talk with people inside his circle. This is a visit they've been waiting on for a while now. You know, Cormani, he has narrowed his recruitment down to three different schools, Alabama, Florida, and Miami. I've handicapped this really as a two-team race between the in-state Florida Gators and the Alabama Crimson Tide. And I think Alabama, they don't have the lead on the crystal ball just yet, but they could coming out of this weekend. You know, Nick Saban, we always talk about him and what he does with defensive backs. I think Cormani really likes Nick Saban. He's close with T-Rob, the defensive backs coach. So it's going to be interesting to see what Cormani says coming out of this visit. And Blair, he isn't the only big name from the Sunshine State that's going to be at Alabama. Keon Keeley, our number one ranked edge rusher, he's going to be taking this official visit to see the Crimson Tide. When he decommitted from Notre Dame back during the summer months, we all thought this was kind of like a layup for Alabama, but Ohio State has made a huge push in that recruitment. They hosted him for an official visit over Labor Day weekend, got him back on campus for an unofficial visit a few weeks ago. So Alabama, I think they're going to want to try to put a little hold on Keon Keeley and make sure that they can get him in the class. But man, if Nick Saban's able to get those two, I always say it, you got to watch the Crimson Tide in the Sunshine State, because Nick Saban, he seems to get what he wants, and those two would be monster additions for Alabama.
Yeah, A&M a bit on the ropes here, obviously has some recruiting momentum, but on the field, this is going to be a game that has plenty of recruiting implications. Let's stay in the SEC and take a look at Georgia. Kirby Smart's also expecting a number of high-profile prospects on campus this weekend.
Yeah, and I think it starts with the defensive line. Blair, you just mentioned Texas A&M. How much did we laud over that group they signed in the class of 2022? We said it was the best defensive line class ever. Well, I think Georgia, when this is all said and done, they could have a group that maybe challenges that. And a lot of people are probably going to raise their eyebrows about that, but they're going to have three uncommitted defensive linemen in Athens this weekend. I think it starts at the top of the list with Jordan Hall, a kid out of Jacksonville, Florida. His recruitment's been a little bit different than others. He hasn't taken many visits to date, but he's going to get up to Athens. He's been there before for an unofficial visit. I like UGA here. Alabama's also involved in the recruitment, Florida, LSU, but he really likes Trey Scott. And to me, he's a guy that you can plug and play in that defense, provide some pass rush up the middle. Think maybe like a Jalen Carter type of body. So interested to see what happens with him. He's going to go through the recruiting process. He's going to probably go till signing day, but I like UGA there. And then two edge players, Damon Wilson, who is one of the freakiest players in the class of 2023. He's in Venice, Florida, which was actually hit pretty hard by Hurricane Ian. I think that's thrown a little wrench in his recruitment. It's been hard to get out on the road as there's recovery efforts there in Southwest Florida, but he has talked up Georgia in the past. And just like with Jordan Hall, he likes Trey Scott. Rounding out the group is Samuel Mpemba, a kid with West African ties. He's now at IMG Academy, originally from St. Louis. He was actually at Missouri last weekend for that close game where Georgia saw hang around with the Tigers before they edged it out. Now he's going to get to Athens for, this is probably his third or fourth visit. So Georgia can, in theory, get all those three, add them to what they already have committed, and Gabe Harris and Jamal Jarrett. And that could be a really, really strong group, and one that maybe challenges what Texas A&M did last cycle on the defensive line.
Yeah, and a number of high-profile unofficial visitors expected as well. Steve Wilfong, our colleague, reported earlier this week that Jaden Davis, one of the better quarterbacks in the 2024 class, would be in Athens this weekend. Isaac Wilson, the brother of Zach Wilson, the New York Jets quarterback, former number two overall pick, will also be in Athens. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not Kirby Smart airs it out, knowing that he has some interested eyes in the stands. Before we wrap it up, Andrew, we just talked about Bama. We talked about Georgia, two programs to be appearing to be setting the pace here in college football. Miami, still in rebuilding mode. I think it's clear and obvious from a football perspective. From a recruiting perspective, Mario Cristobal continues to really plug along here as we make a charge towards the early signing period.
Yeah, and Mario was brought to Miami to, number one, rebuild things, but he's also brought there because he's known as a great recruiter. And the Hurricanes, they've had this weekend circled for a while. North Carolina coming to town. Miami, they've not had done well against the Tar Heels, but there should be good attendance there. And the Hurricanes are going to try to take advantage. Headlining the list of visitors is Reuben Bain, a local defensive lineman, top 247 talent out of Miami Central High School. This is a kid that had 29.5 sacks last season. A lot of people assume he's just a layup to the Hurricanes. After all, he had an uncle that won a national title at UM. His brother's on staff as a graduate assistant. But I don't think it's a done deal. I'd watch out for Alabama. So Miami, they're glad he's going to be back there. And they're just going to try to keep building that relationship and hopefully win out in that recruitment. One other guy I want to highlight, Desmond Ricks, the number one cornerback in the class of 2024. So he's only a junior in high school. There's been some talk about him maybe reclassifying. I don't think that's going to happen. But this is a kid that's been at Miami multiple times before. The Hurricanes, they need help at corner on the perimeter. We saw that against Middle Tennessee State. He's going to be in town for an unofficial visit. I'm sure Miami would love to hit it out of the park with him. And then they're also going to have some of their commits there. Francis Malagoa, the nation's number two ranked offensive tackle, he's going to be there. So big weekend for Miami, who desperately needs a win in year one of the Cristobal era.
Plenty of recruiting activity this weekend. It's going to be a juicy slate of college football games. Make sure you stay locked in to 247sports.com for all the recruiting coverage. Make sure you like this video if you're watching us on YouTube, and subscribe to the 247 Sports YouTube channel. For Andrew Rivens and our producer, Lance Glenn, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for listening to this 5-minute morning edition of the 247 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.